Thanks for calling customer support. My name is O. How may I help you?
Hi, yes. I don't know what the heck I signed up for, but I didn't sign up for it, and I want the money refunded that you just charged my account.
Can you provide your first, last name, and zip code?
Diana Rehl, R-E-H-L, and my zip code is 74055.
Can you verify your mailing address?
12006 East 85th Place North, Owosso, Oklahoma, 74055.
All right, so you signed up for a sweepstakes to win a mixer. In the terms and conditions explained, you would also be signing up for our membership, Bites Hub, provides recipe guides to cut carbs, boost energy, etc., $59.89
okay.
A month.
Okay, it did not say that.
Yes, ma'am, it did in the terms and conditions. So I definitely understand that you wanted to cancel. We are offering a special $20 a month. Would you be interested?
No, I want to cancel, and I want my money refunded.
So I'll go ahead and cancel the account. Again, the charge is valid based on the terms and conditions. I'll see what I can provide for courtesy.
Okay, whoa. Hold on a second.
So I'll see what I can provide for courtesy. Please continue to hold. Right, so the account is canceled. This goes in effect immediately. If you have a pen or pencil, I'll provide you with your confirmation. Let me know when you're ready.
Just one second. Are you refunding my money?
We'll get to that discussion in just a moment.
Okay, go ahead.
C as in car, 920-581-802. Now, in the discussion in reference to the refund, I was able to provide a 75% refund. That'll go back to your account 3 to 5 business days.
75%. So you're going to charge me for a service that I just... Okay, so on the deal that I signed up for, it said that you could pay shipping and handling. It gave me a little deal with nine or 12 things to pick. So you pick one of them. The mixer came up, said they were going to charge me $2 to my credit card for shipping, and that was it. And then at the end of the checkout, okay, so I put in my credit card information. At the end of the checkout there, it said, thank you for signing up for blah, blah, blah. And then at the very bottom there, it says terms and conditions.
Right.
I tried to click on.
So it's going to be valid. I understand everything.
It's there.
I know what was signed up for, so you don't have to explain what was signed up. I have the same information in front of me.
Okay, but the terms and
I've submitted the 75%. You'll get it back 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, the terms and conditions only showed up after you put your credit card information in there.
We want you to get the understanding. It's a valid charge. So I've already submitted your refund. Is there anything else
okay.
I can help with?
Okay. Yes, you have to answer my question.
No, ma'am, I've already answered the question.
You didn't answer my question because you're interrupting me, and you're not letting me say what I want to say.
What is the question I'm asking? What is the question?
The question is, the terms and conditions only show up after I put in my credit card information and you charged me.
Right, but it still was there, ma'am, so it's still valid. I'm not
after the fact, that's not valid.
It still was provided, so your refund is submitted 3 to 5
days. Are you telling me that you, after someone puts in their credit card information, you're going to provide them with
a disagreement with you? We've already explained and discussed and understood what the terms and conditions were. Is there anything else I can help you with? I'm calling the Better Business Bureau on you
because you guys are a fraud.
It's not fraud, ma'am.
It is fraud. When you show your terms and conditions after somebody puts their credit card information in, that's bullshit.
All right. No further questions. Thanks for calling customer support. You have a
You're
good one.
I'm turning you in.
Have a good day.